10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
I'm really glad that I have the opportunity to say a few words about the Basel NCCR, which focuses, of course, on molecular systems engineering. The idea behind this program, I think, is very intriguing because we are all used to handling different types of systems in our everyday life. What this program is trying to do is to apply similar ideas, but at the molecular level, find applications that could be implemented at a much smaller level and be very critical in the situations applied to medical systems, correcting medical problems, and so on and so forth. It's been a very rewarding experience watching the program grow and mature, and I learned a lot from that. I hope I had the opportunity to also contribute a few things to the program. And of course, in the course of just a short 5 minutes, it's not possible to do justice to all of the things that I witnessed during the past 10 years. So I've decided to focus on just one of them, because perhaps I understand it a little better, also because I had the opportunity to review that research a little bit more. So this by no means implies that other programs and other PIs did not do also an exemplary job in producing first-class results in the research. So I'd like to focus on the effort that was undertaken by Professor Fussenegger's group in the treatment of diabetes. As you know, diabetes is the abnormal function of pancreatic cells. These cells lose the ability to either sense the high level of glucose or to correct the high level of glucose by secreting insulin. In diabetic patients, if the level of glucose is left uncontrolled, is going to cause serious medical problems. So what we have seen over the years is that people prick themselves with a little needle, they measure the level of glucose, and they inject themselves with insulin, or they are on a schedule of insulin injection. In more recent times, there are some automatic devices that will measure online glucose, and they are going to alert the person to inject insulin, or they are going to do that by some external pumps. All of these are very good things, and they are moves in the right direction. What Professor Fussenegger did was to implement several of these ideas, but at the molecular level. So they engineered cells to make them capable of sensing the high level, the abnormally high level of glucose, and then trigger the release of insulin in order to bring glucose down to the same level. And of course, the obvious cells to do that would be pancreatic cells. However, these cells are very likely to be damaged, to not be sufficient in a diabetic person. So the innovation here is that they engineered somatic cells, of which there are many in the body, to have the capability to sense the high level of glucose, and then through some smart transduction mechanisms to release insulin and correct the level of glucose down to normal levels. This is very significant, as you can imagine, because through the engineering of these cells, many people now can avoid all of the troublesome process of pricking themselves, sensing the glucose level. And of course, all of these would be imperfect methods for controlling glucose, while the methods to do that through the engineered somatic cells perform at a much better level compared to the other devices. So this was an example of using molecular mechanisms to correct a method. I don't want to belabor the point. I just want to emphasize extensions of the same theme in Professor Fussenegger's group. In another application, they implemented electrosensing devices. So the thing that triggered the transgene expression was electricity. This was done initially with alternating current, but in order to be able to use this mechanism with wearable devices that bury a battery, then direct current was necessary. So they did that as well. Then electricity, of course, needs to be supplied externally. In order to avoid this, they engineered cells in which electricity was supplied through a microbial fuel cell. This is yet another application. And the final one is a very fun project, which is to use sound in order to trigger the expression of these genes. And this was something that was implemented in the same lab and published in high-impact journals. So these are some examples. There are many, many others, as I said, and all of this was facilitated by the great work that has been done in the past 10 years at this NCCR. In the course of these 10 years, we had the opportunity to visit Basel, enjoy the lovely environment of the city, and also good dinners with our colleagues at the center. Also witness people swimming on River Rhine. And as a memento of my last visit, I bought one of those Basel bags, which are wonderful, wonderful little contractions to allow you to swim and at the same time carry clothes and other valuables with you, so you don't depend on a particular place to return to after you finish the swim. I'd like to close by wishing all the best to the continuation of this program and continuing on a great path that started during the past 10 years.